Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, Parsha Yisrael, coming up today, Tu Bishvat, a day of renewal, and certainly an appropriate day to prepare for the laning of Matan Torah. As you know, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Sinai for 40 days and then came down. It's interesting to me that Moshe Rabbeinu did not leave any written version of Torah with Klal Yisrael. In other words, he went up, even the Aseret HaDibros, we know, he brought down first 40 days later. There was no version of Chumash or of the mitzvahs that he left with Klal Yisrael. Halei Davaru, it's a little bit of an amazing thing. Why did Klal Yisrael exactly learn during the 40 days after Matan Torah? Why did they spend their time involved in it? Matan Torah, we understand, they became obligated in the Mitzvah Satorah. Shouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have left them at least the Aseret HaDibros in written form or a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of some sort, something? It's a bit of a davar pella that there was nothing clearly left for them. It's even more pella because the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Shavuos that one of the reasons that we eat Melech Chitzah on Shavuos is because Klal Yisrael became aware of the laws of Kashrus, and therefore at the Kashrus the Kalim had to start shechting animals. From where did they learn Hilchos Shechita? What exactly happened? Moshe Rabbeinu was down briefly and immediately returned up and stayed there for 40 days. Halei Davarhu. The Kuzari in Maimer Beis, Ois Ayin Beis, coins a phrase which is often quoted. He says that Klal Yisrael is known as the people of the book. The Kuzari says, no, he says, Mipisayfrim v'loy mipisvarim. Klal Yisrael are people that learn from teachers, not from the book. He explains in the Kuzari how learning from the book is inadequate. It doesn't really convey more than some technical information. To truly learn something, you need mipisayfrim. You have to learn from a teacher. The history of Klal Yisrael is that everything we've received in written form was previously in oral form. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos. But before that, it was given over orally. It was given in Har Sinai, the first two, and the other eight, Mepi Moshe Rabbeinu. And no doubt that Aaron HaKohen and the other Talmid HaChachamim of that generation taught Klal Yisrael. They had no written version. There was nothing written. Mepi Seferim, v'loy Mepi Sfarim. The same thing with the Mishnayos. Although Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote it down, the Mishnayos was given over orally for many generations prior. For many generations prior, there were brises that are named after different Tanoim who collected those brises. That's before Rebbe. Before Mishnayos was given, it was taught orally ahead of time. Same thing with Gemara. Ravina Ravashi codified Gemara, but previously it was given over orally. As a matter of fact, the Reb Chaim Brisker says that Nevi'im are called Nevi'im because it was first taught by Nevuah and later it was written down. It was first taught orally and only later written down. Only Ksuvim were given primarily B'Ksiva. But the style, the Derech of learning by Klal Yisrael, Mepi Seferim V'Loy Mepi Sfarim. I mentioned this besides the observation about Matan Torah because there are those intellectuals who question the validity of the Sefer HaZoyar. The Zoyar was not given over in handwritten form until the 1500s. Shem Bar Yochai, or his Talmud, wrote it many, many centuries earlier, and there are those who question the authenticity of the Zoyar. Of course, all our great Poskim verified the authenticity from the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, that brings things that are in Zayah to the Magen Avraham, who quotes Zayah directly, etc. What happens to 1500 years of Rishon Baichai till we had a written version? Somebody who asked that doesn't know the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. Everything is in Mipi Seferim, V'loy Mipi Sfarim. Things are written down only when we became so weak in our studies that we had to have a written form of that which had been previously taught orally. But kachi derech ha-tayr, that's the derech of learning Torah. Mepisayfrim v'loy mepisvarim. A yid has to have a Rebbe to learn from. If somebody wants to go his own way in yeshiva, the yeshiva bachur will mean it like an errand. They mean it earnestly, sincerely. They're in yeshiva and they feel that they can learn, not part of a chabura. And in a beis medrash, they're going to do it their own way. And not only that, but many of them have tried it and they do usually get a big geschmack from it. They do. It's an exciting geschmack in the very beginning. A very exciting geschmack. And Klal Yisrael has yidden that learn not Mepi Seifrim. They go and they sit in the corner of the Beis Medrash and they learn Mepi Sfarim. It's a mistake. It's a serious mistake. The experience of us in Klal Yisrael is that a Bacher who decides in Beis Medrash to go sit in the Ezes Nashim and learn on his own, he has a very geschmack of Zman, he's steiging, but by the time the second or third Zman comes, he's doing some tutoring on the side. He's leaving the Beis Medrash early to take care of things. He's doing all kinds of other things. But the steiging, that doesn't happen. It only happens with Mepi Seifrim. It really only happens if someone has a Rebbe that he learns from, a Rebbe that he truly learns from, Mepi Seifrim v'lay Mepi Sfarim. Let's move on to another thought regarding our Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Hosef Yemecha Midaitai. It's a basic teaching of Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu added a day of preparation before the Torah was given. And the question should be obvious. If it's better to have an extra day, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Klal Yisrael to have the extra day? And if it's not better to have an extra day, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu add the extra day? It needs some sort of an explanation. Because, what is it, Moshe Rabbeinu understood Klal Yisrael better than Kaviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shalom himself? Is that possible? What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu saw they needed another day. The Rabbeinu Shalom didn't see. The whole thing needs an explanation, and it's especially because the idea, the concept of Hosef Yemecha Midaitai is something that there's a lot to learn from. Very often in life, a person has a cheshek l'tayv. He has a cheshek to do something good. What happens very often is when a person is inspired to do something good, is that he chooses a path that's not ideal. In other words, he's impatient. He wants to get to the thing that's good, that he desires, and the impatience makes him choose a certain path. Moshe Rabbeinu came to teach us something. Even when a path is available to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give the Torah on such and such a day. The path is available to you. If you have the option of being patient and doing better, you should choose the option. You should strive for excellence over immediacy. You should strive for doing something in the best way possible rather than doing it immediately. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu said another day, the lesson would not have been taught. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you could accept the Torah a day earlier, and that'll be just fine. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have to understand that if excellence is achieved by patience, then that's the thing that we need to do. Moshe Rabbeinu later broke the luchas. Midaita, Chazal said he broke the luchas on his own. Hashem didn't tell him to break the luchas. Later, Hashem said, Yasher Kayash Shibarta, as Rashi says at the end of his Zayis HaBracha, that Yasher Kayash Shibarta, thank you for breaking the Luchais. And that's the last pasuk in the Torah. What? At the end of the Torah, when it's describing Moshe Rabbeinu, Yasher Kayash, that you broke the Luchais. What? Moshe Rabbeinu, Karu Lanu Asayam, Olo Lanu Lahar Sinai, he davened for Klal Yisrael so many times, we have to remember the breaking of the luchas. It's the same thing. Kriyas Yamsuf would have happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. He wanted to take Klal Yisrael out. Moshe Rabbeinu was this trusted shliach. Shvias HaLuchas was something else. Moshe Rabbeinu had the option. He could have given the first luchas, tainted though they were, and Klal Yisrael would do tshuva. There's a parsha of tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him to break the luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael, you have to shoot for the best. You have to shoot for excellence. To come down with a luchais that's, so to speak, tainted, that's a luchais upon which the ego was served. No, I'd rather break the luchais and start all over again. To be patient, to come to a level of something that's really, really excellent. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's okay, Moshe Rabbeinu taught to go for what's the best, for what's excellent, even if it's not that which is the easiest. So we have the same lesson with the B'Hasif Yemechad and the breaking of the Luchas. We find later that Pinchas, Kanon Paigam, by Pinchas the Kanoi, kills Zimri ben Salu. Chazal say that Pinchas asked Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked the Mishael if he should kill Zimri. And the language of Chazal is, he said, my great uncle, didn't you teach us Sinai? On the day you came down from Sinai, you taught us Kano and Paikimbai. You taught us this lesson of Kano and Paikimbai. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, you do it. Is it logical that on the day Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai, he sat down? What could he teach Klal Yisrael? He had a very brief period of time. I would think he'd teach them kashrus. He'd teach them how to put up mezuzahs. He'd tell them how to write tefillin. He taught Kanon and Paigimbai. Is it logical? Not mistaver. The answer is, Pinchas says, you taught us not verbally. By your actions you taught us. By breaking the luchas you taught us that you have to take it into your own hands. When something is happening, that's not the way it should be. You have to take it in your own hands to make it better. And that's what he saw by the breaking of the luchas. In life, there are times where impatience makes a person compromise. What does impatience mean? It means there's a store close by, there's a better store further away. Do you go to the better store or the further store? Well, it depends. There's a pizza store nearby. There's better pizza a 10-minute drive away. What do? Do you go to the closer pizza store? You're impatient, you want pizza? Or do you strive for excellence and go to the further pizza store? Well, I would hope that it's not worth your 10 minutes to go for the better pizza store. However, when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to something spiritual, you could have it nearby and it's a very fast minyan. Or you could travel 10 minutes and go to a minyan that davens more slowly, that davens in a way where you'll end up davening better. Well, it depends how important something is to you. When something is important to you, then the person strives for that that's better, strives for that that's excellent. And therefore, the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu is, take the time and do it in the way that's most excellent. Do it in the way that's the best. And that's an important lesson in life, to make that distinction between the things that are important to us, the things that are not. Somebody, God forbid, is sick and needs a good doctor, he travels to the next town to a good doctor. He strives for the best. He doesn't go for second best. It should be that way in Avodas Hashem as well. It should be that way when it comes to davening in a place where the davening is better, where the teaching is better, to go in a place that's with Pisayfrim, Veloim, and Pisfarim, that a person should go and strive for that which is excellent. His whole life will be a different life. And that's a lesson for Kabbalah Satira, a lesson for being the Kabbalah Satira the right way. Yeah, of course you can sit down and learn in the corner. A person needs to have a Rebbe. Of course, Svarim, very important. Svarim take the place of Chavruses. You need a Chavrusi, a Chazan with the Sefer. Does it take the place of a Rebbe? A Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Who did Klal Yisrael learn with? They learned with the Rebbeim of Klal Yisrael. Those that were there, there were plenty of Talmidei Chachamim there to teach. And with that wonderful set of thoughts, we prepare for the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satira. May it truly be a Kabbalah Satira at all times. A good Shabbos to one and all.